Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This year, the Lads Podcast is hitting the red dirt at the 2025 Fink Desert Race, and we're stoked to have the absolute legends at Black Cat Civil riding shotgun with us and helping us vlog this year's Fink Desert Race.
That's correct, Sniffy, and Black Cat Civil isn't just a name. They're a force in the Australian civil construction and mining game. They've been building the backbone of Australia since 2006, with a team built on precision, grit, and good old Australian fashion hard work. Black Cat Civil has a huge range of capabilities in major earthworks, dam constructions, and building roads that Australians drive on.
That's right, and we're going to go visit Black Cat in the Northern Territory. More particular, in their Alice Springs office, which is in the heart of the Fink Desert Race. These guys get it done, and they get it done right.
And now, they're helping us lads bring our own brand of chaos to the desert. From the shed to the sand, we're pumped to have their support as we chase dust, danger, and a bloody good time at the Fink.
Yeah, big thanks to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Check them out at blackcatcivil.com.au and keep your ears on the Lads Podcast and your eyes on our socials as we take on the biggest off-road race in the country, the Fink Desert Race 2025. Our vlogs are up on the Lads Podcast Patreon platform. And if you like to find the link in the Instagram and Facebook site, go check them out.
Woo!
Yeah, let's go!
Fucking let's do it.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Strap in, folks. The lads are back, fueled by bad decisions, questionable facts, and enough banter to sink a country pub on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Fucking how are you, Stiffy?
Fuck good, mate. Back into this shed because we're getting out of our fucking heads again. It's good to see you, mate. Before we get start, let's fucking smack the fucking back out of one.
Let's get one of these.
Oh, and of course, it's still stocked up from last week, eh? Mate. Or did you restock?
Yeah, restocked. I fucking like these things, eh? Get it.
Yeah, a bit of island iced tea.
Do you like India? Oh, that's a quick crack.
That
too.
Was a snap.
Okay. Oh.
Fuck. Did you hear the bubbles at the end?
Fuck.
Dude, you won that one. Cheers, big ears.
Up fuck. Your bum, mate.
And get into it. Oh, fuck it. Mm. Aren't they?
Mate, they're delicious.
It's your new flavour, isn't it?
It is.
Since,
but it's like a Long Island iced tea is in a glass with a fucking little umbrella and all the fucking mod cons and shit like that. So
yeah, but it's like a new toy.
Mm.
Pinky bought it in last week. It's like How you going?
Yeah, went straight out to Gundawindi when we fucking went out there and fucking...
Talking about Gundawindi, how was the fucking chili bin you bought?
Yeah, she's still going. She's still going, but it hasn't got any ice left in it anymore. So, yeah, bought so we a couldn't, fucking rubbish bin.
We didn't have enough esky space or fridge space. We're like, fuck it. Let's just go old school.
Yep.
So what'd you do?
Went and brought a bag of ice and went into the super cheap. No, not super cheap. Fucking
like crazy
fucking silly solly something.
Yeah,
like that.
Whatever that
those,
is. Yeah.
One of those joints. And picked myself up a fucking garbage bin.
Yep.
And filled it up full of ice and fucking.
One of the
pissed.
Old school that had the lid with the little clippy things on the side.
On it, yeah, fucking ace. He's fucking good.
Put a few fucking tins in the bottom, bag of ice.
That's coming with me.
To Bowen?
It's staying.
Yeah, it's staying
it's
in the rape
be
dungeon.
Permanent. The rape dungeon. Rapey.
What's the name of it now? Like
her name is Dolores Devane.
Dolores Devane.
Devane, yeah.
Devane or
Devane? Yeah.
Dolores.
D-A.
Dolores Devane.
Dolores Devane.
And is she traveling all right still?
Oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it tonight because I didn't want to bring it on the dirt road and get dirty. So I must like it a bit, eh?
That's only your last couple weeks or a couple months.
But no, I brought all the fucking dual battery systems for it and fucking made up, yeah, fucking went out and spent up fucking money on control boxes and shit. So
yeah, yeah.
Because I'm taking my wife with us up to fucking Don.
Oh, I'm so glad. This is the best news because this is pretty cool.
It does make me happy. So she doesn't want to spend much time with me. I don't know why, but anyway, so she's obviously got her stuff. She doesn't.
Yeah.
But she's agreed to come with me. So
on an adventure.
The last road trip that we've done.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been overseas a couple of times, but it was one down to Sydney when I still had the transport business. So we drove down to Sydney.
Yep.
And no, it wasn't. We drove out to Griffith. So we've got some good friends at Griffith.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
I said, I'll come down there.
Yep.
And obviously, I can get a bit annoying when I'm fucking driving.
Like everyone can.
Yeah. So we get down to Griffith, and then I've had to pick up a load in Sydney. So she's come over to Sydney.
Yep.
And she's gone real quiet. I'm going, what's up, though? Like, she's nothing. She's on the iPad and fucking blah, 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 punching fucking shit in there.
Yep.
Thought she was just doing work stuff. No, she was buying fucking flights on the way home. Oh. So get me to the fucking airport. I'm fucking off you. So she flew home.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad because I think this trip's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be great.
That's
we'll
our
we'll
next.
Have the girls and that.
Yeah, anyway, before we get onto that, we probably should talk about Gundy because the last time we were on the air with the lads, we were on our way to Gundy 500 to do our next race.
Yep.
And fucking it didn't end up happening. That's the long story short, is it didn't happen. But fuck, wasn't it a good time?
It was still a good time though, wasn't it? So
absolutely.
So we left here. What time was it? About 6 o'clock in the morning?
5:30. I think it was 5:30.
5:36.
Oh, whatever it was.
First stop, fucking Aratula Pub.
No, it wasn't the pub. Aratula Bakery.
Oh, sorry.
That time in the morning.
Yeah, sorry. just as soon as I say it, it's Aratula Pub. There's only a couple of things in Aratula if you're fucking if you're not from there. So,
but the bakery at that time in the morning.
Yeah,
we got the bakery.
Yep,
I got a fucking I got a sausage roll, and the biggest fucking stonker of a wagon wheel. It's on our social. Anyone that wants to have a look at it, go check it out.
Go and have a look at this thing. And I'll tell you what, I've got no idea what it tastes like because I even didn't get a fucking bite.
And you know what? I didn't finish the fucker either.
You didn't?
I was having little... It was that big of a fucking stonker of a wagon wheel.
We're not fucking sharing any.
No,
you
know, no.
Barney fucking needs some crumbs.
I was savouring it for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And I stashed it in Red Dragon. So I would have a couple little nibbles, wind up the paper bag, stuff it down the side. I was like, I'll come back to you later.
Yeah.
And then that day we were out doing the reconnaissance lap, I was having a couple little nibbles.
Yeah.
But it was still fucking half there.
No, that was but they're good childhood memories, like the wagon wheel. Like
absolutely.
Fucking the ads eat the wagon wheel. Yeah. It's those sorts of shit. And it's like fucking food like that. Like bring it back.
Yeah. As soon as I saw it in the window, I'm like, is that a wagon wheel?
Yeah.
That's not just a wagon wheel.
It was the fucking biggest fucking wagon wheel.
Fucking oath. It was huge. So anyone going through Aratula, jump into the bakery there and get...
I've got messages. So Josh Van Ups, I don't know what his last name is anyway. I used to work with him. But he's messaged me. He said, where do you get them?
Oh, really?
And so he's in Perth. So I've actually, next time we go through Aratula,
we got to email
I'm
going
to buy one and I'm going to fucking send it over to him.
Oh, okay.
How long do you reckon it'll last in the post? Do you reckon just express post it or chuck some ice cubes in there or?
No, not ice cubes. But we could, I don't know, we'd just send it. Express post.
Do you reckon it'll melt or not?
No.
So, Josh, if you are listening, I will, next time I go through Aotearoa, I will fucking purchase
one
of these
things.
If you
leave it a month or two, it's going to melt.
Yeah, it's going to melt.
At the moment, nah, fuck no.
Right out. I might put an ice pack or something in there for it so it's nice and fresh for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that ice pack won't last long. But anyway.
Yeah.
You'll work it out.
Anyway, express post. Yeah, anyway. We're going to send one of those over to you anyway, so.
Yeah. Anyone going through Aotearoa, jump in the bakeries, tell them that the lad sent you. You won't get anything off it.
No, you get nothing.
Just get nothing.
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 At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to get is if you go across to the toilets across the road, you might get something. It might be herpes, it might be AIDS, but you're going to get something. So
anyway, we went up the gap, and last episode I said I'd sticker the hell out of the gap. Well, yep. I kind of did. I just threw one
sticker.
There was traffic controller up the fucking, with the stop and go signs. I threw one at him. Yep. He's like, yeah, fucking righto.
Yeah. See, it was a bit hard. It would have been a bit dangerous to stop
the
there and
fucking
sticker it
cranes up the Cunningham gap.
She's fucking falling down.
There's four of those big fuckers.
Big tower cranes.
Tower cranes. Like, they've been doing works up there for years.
Yeah.
Fucking years.
Long time.
Yeah. And then this trip to go up there and see those tower cranes, that's just like, holy.
Yeah, they're getting shit done. So, obviously, they need to as well. So, apparently, she's all falling
down. Be a good view up there, eh?
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Wonder if we can get you in one.
The cloud. Oh, shout out. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I wonder if they have a night shift.
The cloud cover that would come over the gap there at some afternoons, some mornings, whatever, be fucking awesome up
there.
Yeah,
it would be good.
Sunrise would be,
amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. A climb up in the dark and do a sunrise from the tower. Be good.
Just sleep on the back of the counterweights like old mate down near the Gold Coast.
Oh, that was fucking, was that the Gold Coast?
Yeah, it was Gold Coast, yeah.
Fuck, that was messy.
Woke up on the back of a fucking crane.
Yeah, that's next.
You know, you've had a fucking big night when that's happened.
Absolutely. So anyway, Gundy was called off. We went out. We still went out. Friday's all about reconnaissance, and reconnaissance is going out and doing the site lap and plotting it on GPS and rah-rah. We still did that. Now, wasn't that a bucket of fun?
Mate, that was very muddy.
It was very...
There was a lot of sideways. I think JR was fucking... Yeah, she was facing a fence a couple of times.
Doing... That was the most...
That was right at the start too, where we were a bit fucking sideways sort of going towards
the
fence.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But as true fucking JR, he just steered it out
that
of it.
That was actually... That was the first... After that first was, corner. Yeah.
That was... Yeah, the yeah, very yeah. first corner. Yeah, yeah. Down there. Yeah.
Yep.
And it wasn't even wet then. Like, we got most of the rain after that. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct.
How much fun was Jake having?
Yeah, then to do 25 kilometres an hour and to have that much fun, that just shows you how wet it was. We're doing 10K an hour and it was fucking spinning us out.
And it took a long time to wash them cars.
Well, normally we'd get around in about 3 hours. That took us 4 hours just because we had to go slower. Well, we didn't. Not that we had to go slower. We couldn't go any faster. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting in the back fucking drinking Long Island iced teas.
Everyone got a bit wasted.
Everyone was a bit fucking charged, except for the drivers because we drive responsibly.
Anyway, it was a bog fest. The track was gnarly, fucking wet. All I can say was wet. The event was cancelled more towards the pits being inaccessible.
Yeah.
You couldn't get in and out the next day without fucking getting stuck and bogged. And that's just how it is.
Well, that was one of their photos on that was buddy a Land Cruiser pulling another Land Cruiser out with the trophy truck on the back.
Yeah, correct. And the black Chevy got bogged that afternoon going out.
Yeah,
and
that was just, it wasn't, like, you don't, it wasn't deep bog. It was just
No, it's just
slippery
just no
bog.
Traction. And then the tyres fill up with that black shit and you just got slicks.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we what did we do? We stayed the night. We got through, we actually did scrutineering.
We still didn't know. Like, it was still like the Saturday morning. Like, there were still decisions whether do we race, do we not. So, yeah, went through the scrutineering. So, there was a few cars that turned up. Not as many as there should have been. But other than that, it was a good night. But we sort of hit the sack pretty early, didn't we? We didn't fucking stay on and party.
Well, everyone was fucking pissed. You guys were drinking all day.
Were we?
No, we went back and had a feed, had a barbecue, cooked up a storm.
Yeah.
But how was that camping spot underneath the big shed there?
Yeah.
Everyone else got wet. We didn't.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
we're booking that for next year.
That one spot?
We stickered that thing up too. So that's ours.
So, anyway, the next day cancelled. But we did a bit of a pub crawl on the way home.
Yep.
Stopped into one or two pubs or whatever it was. Had a few beers.
Had a little street party.
Where
you got me fucking doing the old man fucking just sitting there dancing, fucker. I'm glad you didn't put that up on socials.
Yeah, I forgot about it. We did some investing on the way home courtesy of Starlink.
How did your investing go, bud?
Well, the stock market crashed.
She crashed?
Yeah. Yeah, the
How's that first fucking horse that we had on we picked it for a place.
Yep.
And because there was only seven horses or something.
They
I don't know what the fucking term is, but yeah, we thought we were up fucking like $75.
Well, we were. We put on a place, but they didn't pay dividends on third place.
Yep. So we're doing the crow.
Oh.
We're fucking, mate, we were into it. We were letting everyone know, and then we're looking at an account singer.
It hasn't paid.
There's nothing in there.
No.
There's fucking, yeah.
Fuck
so.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, we're not.
That was the only win I had, but it didn't even win.
We're not big fucking punters, but when we do,
yeah. And anyway, my share market's down at the moment. But anyway, you know what? That's punting. That's why they call it betting and not winning.
I'm actually just going to go to my Ned's account. I think I actually still have some in there.
Do ya?
Yeah, I didn't spend it all.
I sucked mine dry.
And we've got no internet, I'm going to say I've got like $23 left in there.
Oh, that's good. Yep. But how's your weekend? What have you been doing?
Mate, the weekend. So the Sunday, what did I fucking do on Sunday?
Didn't you say you were just going to have a chill day at home? Did you? Or did you do daddo? Oh, you were going to do daddo. Did you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't do daddo.
I didn't do daddo.
Oh.
I actually can't remember what I did on Sunday.
Be right.
Is that bad?
Not really. I can't remember what I did.
I know what you did on Sunday. You stuck it up fucking everywhere. You were putting stickers out everywhere.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. I went out to the Rathdowney pub for a lunch.
Yep.
And then I went on a sticker fest around town.
Yeah, fucking plastering the place with stickers.
Oh, yeah, I did a little bit. It was good.
No, I think the Sunday I just sort of stuck around home. Started sort of planning out the battery system for Dolores the van.
So with the Dolores the van, when we do UHF calling, do we call it Dolores the van?
Well, we can't because it's a dragon.
It's got to have some dragon name in it.
Yeah,
so it's got Dolores the dragon. Oh, double D.
Double D. Double D dragon.
Double D. Double D dragon.
I love double Ds.
Dolores the van.
Yeah.
Double D dragon.
Double D dragon. It's got to be.
Double D dragon.
Double D. It is. Right out. So we've got a couple other blokes too. So, there's a bloke that I work with, Jake. He's coming with us as well. He's going to race.
Yep.
Up at Don. So we'll have a bit of a convoy, I reckon.
Yeah, and a bloke came into the shop today, Curtis. He's pretty much thinking about coming up. But I said, just come up. Just sign up, come up. So maybe another guy as well.
Just do it. Yeah.
Yep. So that should be good. But that's about 3 weeks away. And I reckon we take the podcast gear. We do a potty up there with all the lads on Monday afternoons.
Yep.
Just to throw out another one.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll take up most of the gear and that'd be good.
100%.
So what else we got?
Mate, this week was a bit of a split week. So we worked Monday, Tuesday, had Wednesday off because of the Ecker.
Oh, did ya?
Did you go to the Ecker?
I worked all week.
So you didn't even get a public holiday?
No, I took Friday off last week.
None.
Nothing. Mm. I've worked every day.
Good on you.
What did you do?
Mate, Wednesday, just fucked around at house. I actually worked on the Datsun.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Done fuck all, really. So, yeah.
You didn't achieve much.
Well, I got down there, so, yeah. I was in the shed.
Yeah.
I pulled the tail shaft out of it, which is no mean feat. So,
yeah.
She's a big fucking job, that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, found the Esky, because I'm running a new Esky, and wanted to find out if the beer was right, and had a few beers, and, yeah. Other than that,
that was it.
That was the fucking
what
end
is
of that,
what so. Was the objective? What were you trying to get done?
Well, I've got to take the handbrake out because I actually put those. What are those grub screws you put in with the fucking like the pop rivet gun? What are those things called?
Oh, the inserts, like the thread inserts.
Yeah, inserts. So I'll put a couple of those in to put the handbrake on too. So done that. And because obviously the floor's too weak or something on that, it just fucking pulled straight out. Oh. So I've got to put a couple of bolts through that. But you can't give them a fucking fat hands in over the top of the fucking tail shaft. And yeah, because everything's been bastardized. It's just not normal. So I've done that. And then, yeah, just... Again, like I just see something over in the corner, I go play with that for a little bit because that didn't cause me any stress. So I go over and play with that and then come back to that and that caused me stress. So I'll go and play with something else. Yep. And yeah, I'm just a retard.
Floating around the shed.
Yeah, floating around the shed. Yeah, I had the fucking tunes going. So,
yeah. That's what Sunday. Oh, well, that was Wednesday.
That was Wednesday. Probably, yeah.
But that's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah, get in the shed.
Get in the shed. Get out of your head. And I didn't turn the TV on once. So yeah, once I get stuck in front of that TV, I'm fucked.
Yep.
Yep. So I was proud of myself, sir.
Good.
Yeah, and I didn't get fall over drunk.
So this weekend, are you doing anything? Because I don't know what you got on for the next 2 weekends.
This Saturday, I think I'm working on Saturday. So again, that makes it a bit difficult. But yeah, I actually, now that Nat's coming up, I'm going to have to make the van a little bit more comfortable because I said to her, do you want to take the Ram away with the gooseneck? And she said, no, we're taking the van, sir.
Yeah.
So cheaper now I've on got fuel. To make it ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to throw the mattress in the back, really, don't you?
Mate, this, yeah. I need to make it so she spends more time with me now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You'll sort it out.
It's fucking... She's flying home, mate.
Have you topped up the... What were you saying? The chloroform?
just knock her out. I did say there was a minimum of 4-hour stop, so like you can't fucking...
You tried this last time and backfired on you.
Yeah, I think it was... It was me that fucking backfired on that. So.
All right. Shout out to our socials, guys and lads and lasses. We've got social media, haven't we?
Yep.
It's growing. Every day we see new followers.
Yep.
We see new shit going on.
Yeah, new people reaching out every day, a couple today. So
definitely. We're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. All of those, we put videos up on there all the time. So check us out, like us, share us around.
And the Patreon.
And we've got our Patreon, our subscription-based platform, where we've got a few videos up there of us lads going away doing laddie things. And the last episode of the Fink Desert Race, episode 3, will be dropping very soon. If it's not this week coming, it'll be a week after.
Right out.
Excuse me.
well brought up, shame you.
So there's lots of content on our Patreon. I want to upload more videos soon of us doing this stuff.
Like
the camera there. I've got to get my ass back into gear there. Exciting news. Now, I actually haven't told you about this. However, it's going to be a couple of weeks away where it'll be fully active. Ooh, no. Actually, it could take longer, so I might just hold on to that one.
Just hold on to it.
Yeah, there's some big news coming anyway. It's about merch. So, you know, we'll have merch available very soon.
Yep.
Okay. We'll have hats. Oh, hang on. We might not. But we'll have hats.
Yep.
We'll have shirts, singlets, being that we're coming into summer season, singies.
Sunset guns out.
We'll have stubby coolers. And with stubby coolers, there will be a couple of versions. TC coolers. Tommy's onto it.
Yep.
He's got a few. There's an OG and there's a sponsor stubby cooler. With a shirt, there's a lads shirt and there's a race crew. And then that's available in a singlet as well. There's stickers, there's stubby coasters.
Yep.
And there's a few things. Anyway, there's merch coming, but it's a few weeks away before you can purchase or you'll see it. There's a few things in the background that I've still got to sort out, but it's coming. There's been a lot of people asking about hats and stuff like that. It's like, all right, let's make this shit happen. So I've already started the process. TC Coolers is getting back to me with a few things and ruddy, 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 ruddy.
And if you do a call in and we like it and you make us smile, we'll give you a very special stubby cooler.
Correct.
And a hat and a sticker.
Yep, absolutely.
One sticker. You're not getting two.
How do they do that call in?
Go to our the email address is theladspotty@gmail.com.
Yep.
Go to your iPhone, Nat. It's there's actually an iPhone app.
Yeah, it's called Voice Memos.
Voice Memos. Do that. Send it to theladspotty@gmail.com. Send it in and we'll play it. And if you make a smile, we'll give you something.
Absolutely.
Something special too. Like that hat is that stubby cooler.
Yeah, the Stubby Cooler. Make.
So yep. It will be a one-off. So no one else in the world
correct
will have one.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure we're doing our first winner tonight.
Are we?
We're doing some call-ins tonight. Right,
who's picking? You go.
Oh, am I?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. What? No.
Well, I said it first, so it's obviously fucking you are.
Dude. No, righto. So, yeah, that's going to happen tonight. Weather-wise, this year's gone fucking quick, man. Seriously. But we're only 2 weeks away from spring.
Nice.
So winter's almost over. I'm feeling good about the whole weather thing. The sunrise and the sun setting is getting late. I love this time of year. Fucking love it. And I can't wait for our road trip to Bowen. Because that's just sort of like, once you get to Bowen, it's even warmer again. And just that,
yep.
It's like there's no jumpers, no trackies, nothing. It's
and especially if the girls pisses off, we can put them in one car together. And we can just drive along for a while.
We can too.
Yeah, and turn the two ways off.
Oh, the girls can go in the van and we can go in the in Orange Dragon's going.
Orange, yeah, we've got an Orange Dragon, we've got White Dragon, we've got Double D Dragon.
Yep, anyway, it's going to be good. Did I tell the listeners last week about my toenail?
Yes, you did.
Because you're going to smack
it. I need to know. Yeah.
Have you seen it lately?
So, yeah, I did see it. It actually looks like one of those lift top heads.
Yeah, look at this. Look what it does. Fucking fuck off. Look at that.
Wow. Pull it out. I've got a pair of pliers there. Let's do it now.
I'm leaving it on. It's.
Oh, if I can pull it out now, I'll get a nipple ring.
Oh, dude, I'm like so...
live on this now, I'll fucking...
How was last weekend? You bet, yeah, okay, if we won Gundy 500,
yeah,
you're going to get both nipples pierced.
Yep.
Fucking Gundy got cancelled. So, right, next one is Don.
Yep. I've got an idea already.
Excuse me. Have you?
Mm.
So, we've got the buggy racing... But also I'm racing.
Yep.
I'm not going in the – for anyone listening that's a bit confused, I always go in the buggy for our off-road racing as a navigator, as a co-driver. For Don River Dash, there's the car category, but there's also the bike category. And this year, like nearly every year, I race my motorcycle. So I'll be racing on my own on the bike. So have you got an idea for the double piercing?
I do. Fucking Toto, do not let me down.
Oh, Toto?
Actually, do I need to fucking rethink this? I'm actually...
Listen, I'll give you another thing. So yep, there's four of us racing in that trophy.
Yep.
So I'm racing, there's Toto's racing. Toto's young fella, Zeppy.
Okay, but if you beat Zeppy.
Also,
if you beat Zeppy.
Jacko. Jack's racing too now. Jacko has got his name on that trophy more than me and Todd. And he's coming back. So he is... I think he's 22 or 23 now. Fit, fast, and fuck.
Right out. If you beat Jacko.
If I beat Jacko.
Yeah. I'll get my nipples pierced.
So what if I
don't even know Jacko. You could be fucking setting up. Jacko could be slow as fuck.
No, he's on the trophy. I'll show you a photo. He's on the trophy more than me. But there's four of us racing.
I'll tell you what. Okay.
So If I win the trophy back.
In Bowen,
this year.
I'm going to get my nipples pierced in Bowen.
Oh, yes!
Yep.
Well, you won't get it pierced. You'll have to do it when we get back because we leave straight away. And it's Sunday afternoon. You won't find anywhere to do it.
Mm.
But that's the deal. If I win the trophy...
Mm. So, boys, fucking do not let me down here. Like, fucking... He's old as fuck. Like,
exactly. I'm the oldest out of all four of us.
Yep.
I'm double the age of Jacko. Yep. I'm more than double.
If you guys
age.
Need to take him out, I'm there with you. So we'll fucking work out a plan.
Okay. So that's the deal. The new deal is if I win the trophy back.
If you win the trophy, if you beat everyone,
you're getting double pierced.
Is that including my mate Jake and
No, that's just well? just our boys. Right just out. Our boys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
All right, excellent. So I can't wait for Bowen. So that's a little bit about racing. So I'm going to go through some things on my list of what we need to get through before we get to our callers.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I saw the other day that I haven't seen in a long time is I went down to Wynnum with Carmen and on the bay, like you look out at what bay is that? Moreton Bay, I guess, because not Moreton Bay. I don't know what it is. You can see... North Stratty and, Moreton Island. So it's Moreton Bay.
Yeah.
It's just the south end of Moreton Bay. And there was, it was windy as fuck. But, you know, remember back in the 80s, the only thing you'd seen out there were like sailboats. But when it got really windy, they wouldn't go out. You'd see the windsurfers.
Windsurfers, yeah.
So old mate on a surfboard with fucking wind, the old school way.
With the fucking big,
I haven't seen a windsurfer for ages because that kite surfing came into play.
No, they got all blown away. They're all in New Zealand.
They didn't come back.
How do you steer them fucking things anyway? So once the wind gets going, they must end in New Zealand.
They don't come back?
No.
They can only go
That's why you don't see them anymore. You don't see them anymore because they're fucking gone. They're gone.
It's like a normal kite. Yeah. It gets fucking, lose it because the string breaks and fucking it's in a tree.
Yep. So it's all not in a tree anymore. It's in New Zealand.
It's in New Zealand. Well, this guy and there was actually a couple of them out there. Old school. And I remember back in
the day. Were they fluoro? Like the
one wasn't. This was just like a white and black one.
Yeah.
But back in the day, like Wide World of Sports used to have them at the end of Wide World on a Saturday morning, and they'd be doing backflips off big waves and shit, like twists and shit. And I'm just like, fuck, I haven't seen one of them in years.
No.
So it was just like, it took me back, like windsurfing. Fuck, I didn't know they still existed. But no, someone was out there doing some windsurfing, and I was like, that's cool.
So yeah, no, bring it back.
Have you ever done, I know you've done skiing behind a boat, you do water skiing, all that sort of stuff, but have you ever done any type of windsurfing or kite surfing?
No, because I'm scared that I'd end up in New Zealand. Like where the wind's blowing, I'm just trying to work out how the fuck you get back.
With the wind?
Yeah, I know, but it's not the way my brain works. The fucking wind's blowing that way, you're fucking going that way.
Yeah, you can go in towards the wind and, it's going to blow you that way, but you can come back.
It's not for me, eh? Not for me at all. Not even a little bit.
All right, fair enough.
What about you? You done any?
I haven't done windsurfing. No, I've done surfing. I've got two surfboards. Can't surf for shit.
But I suck at surfing.
I think one day I'd love to have a go at kite surfing, but I think I'd want to do windsurfing first because I think that's less technical. Because, you know, that kite surfing, fuck, you need to be able to fly the kite, strap yourself. It just looks fucking
I reckon
technical.
You go straight to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight to kite surfing.
Straight to that, not fucking windsurfing, so it looks more interesting.
Fucking dropped my phone. Righto. Well, that was all I had for windsurfing.
Well, no, I reckon bring it back, and if you're fucking still a windsurfer, fucking ring in and let us know.
Right, we spoke about this a couple of episodes ago about the people that are doers, the people that are the gunner and the wanners. Yeah. I found the gunner family online. Online.
Did ya?
I did. So I want to talk to you about the gunner family.
Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce you to the iconic, the legendary, the utterly unproductive Gunner family. It all started with old Pop Gunner Get Around To It. He had dreams bigger than his beer gut. Gunner build a shed empire. Gunner invent a wheelbarrow with Bluetooth. But instead, he just sat on a milk crate for 47 years planning.
Mm.
Then came his kids. There was Sharon Gunner lose weight, who bought activewear and wore it to brunch for 5 years straight. Her brother Darren Gunner started a business, printed one business card, he fucking lost it and declared bankruptcy. Let's not forget cousin Karen Gunner write a book, who posted an Instagram and called herself an author. They were the family of big ambition and zero action. Every Christmas, they sat around saying, next year's our year.
Our year.
While chewing on dreams and overcooked chicken. And where are they now? On the same bloody park bench, watching the life sprint past while they're still stretching. So here's the lesson. Don't be a gunner. Be a didder. Be a had a goer. Because life won't wait for your family reunion of excuses.
Yep. And you're not going to be sitting on the bed when you're fucking 82, 3, 4, 5, and going, I'd never give that a go.
Never.
I give it a go it might have failed, but that's only the first fucking attempt.
Yeah.
Keep on going.
Correct. Yeah, but that's having a go.
Mm.
These gunner guys. Gunner. That didn't even fucking...
And I've got some gunner projects, so I actually need to fucking act on a few of these gunner projects, and we've spoken about a few of them,
yep.
So I need to actually fucking... And it's the same as me with bike rides and shit. Like, if you don't put a date on it, no one moves forward.
Yep.
Nothing moves forward, so you need to actually fucking start doing something.
Correct.
And if it fails, like, fucking... Who cares?
No, if you've got an idea, don't fucking... And you know what?
Oh, there are some bad ideas, and I've had a few motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but that's how you learn. You bounce them off. Like, if you bounce them off people, like, and if you got a negative person, they're always going to go, fucking, nah, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, choose your friends wisely.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but give it a crack,
and
hey.
Your ideas too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking oath. I've got a lot of things that I know I need to do, and I've been putting them off for a bit, but it's like, just go and just start. Just start.
Just baby steps.
Just start. And don't try
and... it's the same with the Dado. Like, this thing's 11 years fucking... The project that I've been doing.
Yeah.
But me pulling the tail self out of it and actually fucking getting back into it again. So that, me... I'll give a little pat on the back.
Fucking oath. Because you've started it.
I've started again. So.
Yeah. And then what's the next step? You do that. Then the next step. Mm. So
yep.
It's all about one step in front of the other and just having a crack.
Don't be scared.
Fucking get into it and have a crack.
Yeah.
Talking about having a crack, I need to crack another can, but before that, I'm going for a little wee walk.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life.
That's another shout out to Tommy.
Fucking Tommy.
And don't forget, lads and lasses, if you jump on to TC Coolers on Facebook and place any type of order if you want to, or anything from his website, 20 months off.
20 months off.
Interest 20% free. off for this month of... Fucking, what is it? August.
It is so.
Yeah, 20 months. I can just say it again. 20% off. So thanks, TC Coolers. Anyone that's doing it, just shout out. Fucking heard the ad on Lads. Discount, yep. Discount code off, Lads, so. Whatever yep. The fuck it is. Just
he'll
make
it happen.
So. He'll make it happen.
Yep.
And I think the design work is free of charge as well. I hope I said that right.
Well, it is.
It is now.
It is now. So fuck yeah. Right, yeah, I'm going to crack first.
Right, go for it. Oh, dude.
That, you can't beat that, so you may as well fucking crack off mic.
Okay. No, your crack was fucking...
That was fucking... I've got a fucking sensational crack.
I reckon Tommy has seen a lot of cracks because he's a plumber. He should come in and judge our cracks. Because I reckon your crack is fucking salubrious.
I do like these fucking Captain Morgans. Get around these fuckers.
Oi.
They're rum.
Well, Captain Morgan, give us a fucking...
Yeah.
Get on board.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
You know how you're talking about New Zealand just before?
New Zealand, yep.
Kiwi fruit, do you like that?
I do. I actually have a fucking kiwi fucking fruit story.
Oh, do ya?
You go. You do first.
Kiwi fruit. Mm. So obviously you like kiwi fruit. Mm. Is it a seasonal thing for you, like a strawberries? Like, is it something that you go, oh, fuck, it's kiwi fruit's back in. Do you go out?
Yeah, no, I'm not eating them weekly, so yeah.
No, but it's something that you like?
Mm.
Where are they from?
Kiwi.
Okay.
New Zealand.
Are they? Where do you think they originated from? New Zealand?
Well, it have to be. Don't wreck my fucking childhood memories of kiwi fruit.
Okay, well, the original fruit is from Far East...
Kiwi Island.
Yeah, I don't know why there's a comma there. The original fruit is from the Far East, having been grown in what is now modern day China for many countries. So centuries. So it actually was originated in China, the kiwi fruit.
why did they call them kiwi fruits then?
It was only at the turn of the 20th century in 1904 that it arrived on New Zealand shores when New Zealand school principal Isabella Fraser bought some kiwi fruit seeds back from her travels. So pretty much one of the school teachers got the kiwi fruit, brought it back, grew them, and because they look like the body of a kiwi, the animal, the kiwi, is it a bird?
Yeah, well, it is a bird, but it can't fly.
Yeah, but the
like an emu.
Because it looks like the kiwi, the bird, they started calling it the kiwi fruit, which then became popular.
So what was it called before in China?
It wasn't called the kiwi fruit.
Yeah.
No, it was just called...
Enzen?
It was just called something Enzen. Else. But you got a story about kiwi fruit?
Yeah, so I worked with a bloke the other day, and he ate a kiwi fruit with the skin on.
Okay.
Ate it like a fucking a pear like an onion. Or an apple. Or I don't know anyone else that eats an onion just like fucking raw like an apple anyway. But
yeah,
this fucker ate a kiwi fruit with the skin on.
So how do you normally eat it?
Well, you cut it in half. You use a poon.
Yeah.
And you fucking coop it out and you fucking eat it.
Eat it. And you leave the skin and
you fucking throw it away.
You throw the can away.
Yeah. Well, how do you eat them?
I don't eat them.
Why not?
Do
you like them?
I don't know.
Have you ever eaten one?
I don't think I have.
Why not?
I think I've got to try
it. You should get one.
Okay, I will.
We'll get one on the show next week.
I think I'll have to.
And you're going to eat one first, so you're going to eat it first, so we'll cut it in half, and we'll give it to you, so we'll like poon it out, and fucking feed you, then you'll eat the other half
do you
with
eat
the fur
it
on.
Just solo, just eat like that, or do you put it on anything?
No, just solo.
Just solo?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what everyone does?
Well, I think so. Yeah, you can put it in fucking ice cream. You can put it in anything,
I suppose. Yeah, cool.
Yep.
So old mate just fucking gnaws on it like an apple.
Just fucking gnawed on it. I'm just going, what the fuck are you eating?
Yeah, right.
And he was, he was quite proud of it. I'm just going, like, have you felt...
Was he a kiwi?
No, he's not a kiwi. Oh. Have you actually felt one?
Yeah. They're
spiky.
Yeah.
They're furry.
And he's eating that?
The furry. So when he poos that out, that is going to be as rough as fuck on his ass, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I've never seen anyone. I'm 54. Well,
is it like an avocado actually. Skin? Is it thick like an avocado? You throw that
in? It's a little bit, yeah.
It must be thinner.
Thick, not as thick as an avocado skin, so it's sort of, yeah, not as thick as that.
But it's furry.
It's furry as fuck.
Yeah. Fuck.
There's a lot of fiber in that.
Shout out to furry.
Yeah.
maybe he's
so Kurt, fucking
you're a furry.
Yeah. I don't
has he got a fucking anal plug tail? As a furry.
Probably. No. I fucking love you, Kurt. But fucking peel your fucking kiwi fruit and don't be a retard.
Yeah, righto.
Sorry, you shouldn't probably say retard, but yeah. Anyway, I fucking did so.
Well, you said it twice.
I did so. But yeah, no, fucking eat your fruit responsibly. Peel the fucking thing to start off with. Apples and salt. Have you ever had an apple and salt? My grandfather used to peel an apple with his pocket knife and then pull a salt shaker out of his pocket.
Oh.
And fucking...
Yeah, my uncle did that too.
Yeah.
He'd cut it up.
Bring back the fucking apple and salt.
Apple
thing.
And salt. Fuck, that just jotted a memory. Mm. I'm sure my Uncle Beatty would cut an apple up. Now, I'm going back to I was...
With the old school pocket knife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Sitting in my Nana and Pop's house at Versdale. And I can remember watching Uncle Beatty fucking cut an apple up into like quarters, if not like 1/8.
Yep.
Scooping out the seed in the middle part and then just shaking salt on it.
Salt over the top of it.
And then eating it. I'm sure he used to do it.
I've not seen anyone do that for fucking donkey's years.
Yeah. I've never done it. Have you done it?
No.
We should do it.
No, I probably have actually. I probably have. It is quite nice, but I don't know why. Like it's not... Isn't it funny how things fucking fall off the cliff?
Bring back the apple and salt.
Apple and salt. So
I can remember...
I think there's a lot of things we actually need to bring back, like common sense is one.
Yeah, I can remember Uncle Bade always had... I'm sure it was always red apples. Like I can't remember seeing him with a green apple. I'm sure it was red.
So yeah, I'm picturing a green apple.
Was it green you're thinking of? All right, we might have to do a livey. We might have to do a green and a red and with salt and we'll do a fucking piece each.
We'll taste off.
Mm. do a fucking apple and salt.
Actually, you do salt the and apple and salt and that, and I'll do the tequila and lemon or the lime because that's more up my alley.
Fuck. Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's fine. That's the go. That's good. Before we get into some call-ins, have you got anything else before I move on to...
Oh, mate, I've got a few fucking things. The Gilmore Rocket. I've been wanting to talk about this for a couple episodes and it's just fucking...
So the Australian company...
In Bowen, which will be up there shortly.
I know. Yep.
The Gilmore Rocket. And I think this is one of the things that we actually talk about is fucking try and try again. Correct. Obviously, this one, the first one, it's been fucking held up by cockatoos eating the wiring. They still keep on doing it and it fucking went up, I don't know, 150 foot and then
didn't even go that. Have you seen the video?
200 foot.
Didn't even know.
What? Less?
Yeah.
It just went.
It went up as high as the rocket itself and then it fucking.
But you know what, Stiffy?
What? It got up.
They gave it a go.
Yeah.
And it's only their first, that's the first.
Yeah, fucking, 100%.
That's the first one.
100%. No, I'm all
and
for
look
it.
Look at all the Elon's all ones.
Yeah. I know. They exploded. Elon. They exploded. Uncle Elon. Yeah. Shout out to Elon.
Yeah.
He rang me the other day saying.
Did he?
Yeah. Saying he might fucking send us over one day. So shout out to Elon.
Of course he will.
I want you to, we'll get Elon. Fucking call me back, bruh.
And give us a mini Starlink for fucking the bowl so I don't have to talk to Nat on the way up.
I'll send us on our American road trip fucking redneck and watch your rocket go bang. Not bang, explode. Like, I want to see the cunt go up in the air.
Yeah, so Gilmore Rocket. Went up, fucking went boom, fucking crashed.
Yeah, it left the launch pad. It got as high as itself. It tracked just to the side of the pad and then lost all its thrust and came back down and... It exploded. And that was it.
So I reckon I've had rockets. It's fucking. That's. I just spat everywhere. Then
did ya?
Remember the rockets you get for the kids and that? I've had rockets that went higher than the Gilmore rocket.
Yeah.
So I should be a rocket scientist.
Well, my spud gun goes a lot higher than the Gilmore rocket.
So no, we're not taking the piss out of Australians. Fucking having to go at that. Not. But yeah, it has been something that I want to talk about.
I'm spewing. I'm spewing that it didn't it didn't go high or it didn't actually, simply because
the amount of data they fucking probably got from that
Would
be, and they'd be looking that as fucking, positive.
And I can't wait for them to do another one and to succeed more and hopefully one day they actually make it into orbit. Absolutely.
Can we go and have a look at the site when we're up there?
Yes, because...
If we got time?
Yes, because a shout out to Phil, who will be up there with us. He actually made 2 road trips to Bowen to watch the Gilmore rocket take off over the last 2 or 3 months.
Yep.
The first time that they went to launch, he drove all the way up and pretty much got there. Then they cancelled it due to, I think, wind or conditions or something. He drove all the way home. Second time, he drove all the way up and I think he got about an hour away from Bowen and they cancelled the second launch. I actually haven't spoken to him yet since I last spoke to him, and I don't know if he got up to actually see the Gilmore rocket do what it did. And he had a perfect platform. He was telling me this was about 2 weeks before it launched.
Yep.
When I last spoke to him, and he had a perfect platform that he could view from. So I don't know if he went back up to watch this one launch. So anyway, he'll be able to point it out to us because he's all over it. He went there 3 times, and I'm sure he went there.
Yeah, I'd like to go and have a look. Australian doing Australian things.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, shout out to your Gilmore Rockets. The lads potty is all for you.
Okay, got one more thing before we do some call-ins. Slick Mick, we didn't get to his fight.
No, we didn't.
Did you see some of his fucking fighting, though?
I did.
He's got a big fucking... I think he's only got a right hand.
He was swinging.
Mate, he was fucking sweet. He was going for a knockout.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be in that ring for
too
long.
He won the event.
He did win the event.
And well done, Slick. Fucking good on you. Is he going again? Because he's missing it. He's missing the box. He's missing the training.
He hasn't... I haven't got any snaps from him training again.
But he's missing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder what he's thinking, if he's going to do it again.
And one more on the boxing scene is Dylan.
Oh, Bigsy won again.
Yeah. The Bud Desert Storm.
The Bud Desert Storm up again. So we'll have to shout out to Dylan and shout out to Justin.
And Justin, yep.
We might have to line up a bit of a...
Yeah, I think so. He's, what's that, 4 in now? He's 4 wins.
Yeah, so over in Saudi.
He's in the final now. So yep.
Yep, absolutely. You know how we were talking about, before we get into call-ins, I've got a few things I want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
We talked heavily a couple episodes ago about potatoes.
We did.
Okay. Cordy's next door neighbor sent me in one thing. It's a document from a news article.
Doctors warning people.
Yeah, you read it out.
Doctors are warning people not to put frozen potatoes in their anus.
Yeah. So
I've never seen that on the fucking packet of the fucking potatoes.
Correct. So this is just a warning out to everybody, and it's from the doctors. Don't stick frozen potatoes up your ass.
Yeah.
I had a look at the post and I wanted to read, I read some comments. I'll run you through a few comments. Scotty, now they bloody tell me. Cody, so defrost them first? Got it. John wrote, are McCain's oven chips okay?
Of course they are, John.
Just stick a chip up your ass.
Just do it, John.
Matt said, if only they told me 5 minutes ago. Michaela, she reckons carrots are the so in at the moment.
Of course she did.
Stewie, I won't be eating skin on frozen. Oh, sorry. I won't be eating skin on fries anymore, if that's how they're made. Ben said, oh, fuck, ruined another weekend. Andy wrote, I'm more of a gerbil kind of guy. Shout out to Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking like that.
Fucking good on ya.
And Grant said, was there any mention of pineapples?
Upside down ones?
I don't know about shoving pineapples up my anus.
Nah, that's not shoving anything up your bum.
That's not going to happen. Nothing.
It's an outlet, not an inlet.
It's enough. Okay. What did you just say?
It's an outlet, not an inlet.
All right. So I've got a video that I'm going to play.
I don't want to watch it.
Cordy, I'm sure this was, oh, it was either from Cordy's next door neighbor or from Sian. This might have been from Sian. I'm going to play this for you. Hang on a sec.
To the doctor, and I said, doctor, my bottom hurts. He said, can you tell me exactly where it hurts? I said, right around the entrance. It's really sore. And he said, my advice is that for as long as you call that the entrance, it'll hurt. I went to the doctor.
Yeah. Let's not call it an entrance. It's a fucking exit.
Stop shoving shit up your anuses.
So on the potato thing, there was actually another one that I seen on Facebook. I should have saved it. It was a nurse, and she said, an old lady come in and she said she can't pee. And this is from her story, it was fucking 100% real. And so she went down to a lady bits and sort of was moving around down there. And she said, there's a bit of fucking leaf fodder.
Hey?
Out of the old lady's fucking.
Yeah.
Yep. So she's going, what the fuck is this fucking, this shit growing down there? And she couldn't pee. So she fucking done a little bit more exploring and shit because she's going to put a catheter in and make her pee and that because she was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And she said, what the fuck is this going on here? And she went, oh, that's right, because my bladder used to fall out of a fucking, you know, a prolapsed bladder.
Oh,
so fuck. It used to fall out. So she used to put a potato.
She what?
She used to stick a potato in there to keep the fucking bladder in.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So is the potato still up there?
The potato was not only just up there, but it had been up there for like a couple of days. Sprouting. A couple of weeks and was sprouting.
Oh.
And there was shit growing
in a, fuck off.
Yeah.
No.
True story. I seen it on Facebook. So
oh, it must be true.
Be fucking true. But yeah, so an old lady's bladder was falling out and. Yeah, oh. What else do? You stick a tatey in there.
Oh, fuck. Dude.
Yeah, it was like me getting to those comments, so I fucking nearly tripped over.
Oh, fuck, that's just, that's throw me. That's fucking throw me.
Proper.
Proper. Hey, oh, let me bring this back. You ready? Word of the week, PBS Kids Word of the Week. Now this one is definitely from Cordy's next door neighbor. I have a new word of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Mellencamp.
Yeah, that should be pretty clean. Won't be too dirty.
Yep.
Nothing the kiddies can't listen to. Give it to me. I'm thinking like a chinchilla melon festival where you camp with the melons around you.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
When the dump is so big, you accidentally give yourself a melon camp. Here we go. Melon camp. To take a dump so large that the prostate is stimulated and the male ejaculates a little while taking the shit. Called a melon camp because it hurts so good. Now, Melon Camp was the band.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got a little song for you.
You're tired? Great. Get to work. You're hard.
That's not the song.
That's not the song.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like.
So now every time.
So you're eating a lot of fiber now trying for it.
Every time you hear that song by Melon Camp, that is when you take the biggest shit you've ever done. It stimulates the prostate and you have a little bit of jizz come out. Oh. Yeah.
Mm.
Have you ever been close to a melon camp?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I've done poos where I'm like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck it was you know, good. But yeah, I still don't want to fucking stick anything in my ass. Like, I don't want to say, oh, fuck, that's good.
No, but you're no, not sticking it up. But if you've done a big shit, it's coming out.
Yeah.
Regardless, you've eaten a kiwi fruit and it's fucking exploded in your guts and you're like, all right, and you're pulling it out. You're pushing it out. You're pushing that hard that it actually starts feeling.
Oi.
It's just you and me. It's just you and me.
Oi. What are you doing trying to get money out of the fucking phone box, are you? I fucking see ya.
Where is the male's G spot?
Up your bum, apparently.
Right, okay.
Yep.
So now, if you're pushing out the biggest shit and it's tickling your little fucking G-spot and you're like, next minute, your fucking leg's shaking. Next minute, you've got a hard on. Next minute, you've had a melon camp.
I've never had a hard on you've having a shit.
Neither
have I. Never.
But what if?
Fucking, if you have, fucking ring in and I let
wanna,
us know.
Dude, listeners, if you've had a melon camp, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, I want to hear about it too because I'm 55 and I've never fucking come across any of these fucking things.
Well, we won't know unless we ask.
We don't.
Has anyone out there taken a shit that big?
That's given you direction.
That it's, well, felt good, given you a hard on and had a little bit of come out.
Mm. Yep, hit Stiffy's phone up, please. Send videos. Send videos theladspotty@gmail.com. Did you just touch my feet?
I don't know, did I?
Yeah.
Alright, so I have got one more.
Always tell if a
I've got
guy
one.
Masturbates.
Oh, sorry. I've got one more joke before we go.
Yep, do it.
Alright, here we go.
Always tell if a guy masturbates a lot by looking at his hands. If you look closely, you'll see a wedding ring. Always tell if a guy
There you go. Right. We can move on, right?
Yep, we can. Actually, jokes.
Have you got a joke?
I do actually have a joke.
Oh, hang on.
Joke of the day. It's a party animal. Joke of the day. Woo!
Hit me.
Had my first Zoom meeting the other day. You know, the video
Zoom
thing.
Yeah.
Zoom meeting. So if I had that. Told a joke at the end of it. So like everyone's all around. Fucking
yep.
Told a joke. And it appears that I'm not even remotely funny.
Oh.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Yeah.
That was so.
Yeah. That was fucking dad jokey.
I got
a joke.
Did you know the bloke that can drink 20 litres of petrol?
No, I do not.
Jerry can.
Oh, did ya?
Did ya?
Did ya? Fuck you. Yeah, Jerry can.
Oh, fucking there you go. I thought that was going to be boom boom, but you fucking liked it.
I do. I think that's great.
It is good. Righto, let's move on to some callers. We've got a couple, haven't we?
We do.
All right, so I'll bring
Actually, can I have a pee first?
Oh, yeah, hang on. Fucking wait up. Righto, we're back. So let's get into some callers. Now, you forward me a few.
Yep.
So I'm just going to go. I normally have them a bit more like boom, boom. So I'm just going to play this first one.
Done.
You ready?
Do it.
Time for your boys.
Oh, hang on. Play. Here it is. Yep. You ready?
This yarn stretch back to 2019 when my brother found a rabbit in his toolbox as a hazing prank under mines. He was working as a diesel mechanic. He went to get a screwdriver out of his toolbox, and the boys had put a dead rabbit in his toolbox.
Oh.
He found the boy who did it.
Yeah.
He got some Nads cream, rubbed on the cunt's head.
Oh.
Dude goes, what you put on my head? Oh, there's a bit of sun cream, you might need it. Then he found out when it went to wash his hair because it was a hot day at the mines.
Oh.
The dude's hair started to come out, guys. He goes, oh, sorry, I just used some Nads cream in your hair. That's payback from putting the rabbit in my toolbox.
Yeah, don't be putting so fucking dead rabbits in.
Back then,
toolboxes.
The hazing pranks were pretty bad. They hated each other a lot. Till they found out, the boss found out and fired the dude from doing the hazing pranks. He'd done it to every dude who walked in there. So my brother got the last laugh in the end.
Oh, okay. Okay, so old mate put a dead rabbit in his toolbox.
Yeah.
As a payback, he put Nads.
Some Nads, yeah, fucking the old hair removal cream.
In his head.
Yep.
Right.
Have and you, saying it was sunscreen.
Have you ever?
I have tried it, yeah.
Nads?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's fucking, yeah, it hurts.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, burning. Yeah.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it once.
Yeah. Blisters.
No. No, actually, it was good.
You got no hair anyway. You are the fucking hairless person I've ever
but
fucking
it was
met.
Good. But
I was good.
I went to them. Yeah, I did it because I was on my way to fucking overseas. Fuck me. You know, before you go overseas, right? You're just like, all right, it's like, we're going overseas. Fucking doing it, whatever, you know? Anyway, I flew to Singapore. Now, I didn't realize Singaporeans, holy fuck, the weather, the humidity.
Oh, it's fucking, yeah, it's putrid.
I walked out of the airport from being in Brisbane. Like as in like you drive to the airport, right? And I can't remember what time of year this was. I really can't. But anyway, you're in the car, you're in the air conditioning, you get in the Brisbane Airport International, you're in air conditioning, you fly on a plane, you're in air conditioning, you land in Singapore, you're in air conditioning. Those fucking airport doors open up and you walk into a fucking sauna.
Yeah.
It hits you in the face like a fucking baseball bat. Mm. Anyway, I was all fucking prim and proper down there, wasn't I? Holy fuck! The amount of fucking sweat, and then a day later when shit was going on down there, as in like
rashy,
oh,
and swollen.
Can't. Yeah, you know, have you seen the people walking? Let's just say they've been on a family beach trip and they've been on the beach for like 3 or 4 days, and they've got fucking when they walk and they've got in between the chafe.
Chafe.
In between the legs. And you can tell because those cunts have got fucking a walk like a waddle.
Yep.
They're waddling because they can't touch the skin to skin.
Yep.
I had the biggest waddle you would not believe.
You were walking like a cowboy.
I was walking like three cowboys.
Three cowboys.
Fuck, man. I was packing.
It's not good.
Oh, cunt.
Isn't it funny though? Chafe is fucking... Like when you get it, if you can fucking air the junk out, like you lay on the bed and like you got a fan going on,
oh.
The next morning you wake up and it's gone.
Yeah, I know. Overnight.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's yep. out of there. It's
unless,
fucking left.
That's if you get onto it early.
Mm.
But if you've blistered up and you've worn skin away,
yeah.
you've damaged yep. it. You're done.
So I wear step one undies now, so I don't get chafe anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't.
So shout out to step one undies. So if mm-hmm. you fucking want to sponsor us, fucking
come on board.
I'm not as big as that fucking Kiwi dude you fucking use for your show, but
he's a funny
fucking yeah, he is.
All right, next one.
Do it.
Thanks for the call in, Bruss. That was good. Dead rabbit. How the fuck do you get a dead rabbit?
Well, you shoot it.
Oh.
Or you run
or
over
it. Or you run over it, yeah.
Or it was run over by somebody else.
Yep, copy. Roadkill.
It's obviously in New South Wales, actually.
Why?
So there's no rabbits in Queensland.
It might be hare. Same fucking thing.
Well, it's
different.
Not. They've got big ears.
Oh, okay.
So you know what a bald person does, don't you? So he gets a fucking tattoo of a fucking hair on the side of his fucking head.
Oh.
From a distance, looks like hair. Looks like, no. Sorry, gets a rabbit. Fuck that up, anyway. Big time. He gets a picture of a rabbit tattooed on his hair, so it looks like fucking hair from distance.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got two more coming from you. Anyway, you ready? I don't know what order they're in, but anyway.
Stiffy. Barn, How the fuck are you, boys?
Good, mate. How are you?
Jesus Christ, what bulls my
fucking piss
this week. I'm trying to get out of my head and into the fucking shed. I have annihilated my shed this week.
Get into
it. Fucking cleaned the cunt out.
Yeah.
I've put it in a container and I'm trying to buy a fucking pool table.
Oh, are
you? Do you know how fucking hard it is for some retard to fucking reply on Marketplace?
Oh.
Yep.
7 fucking days, still yep. No fucking reply.
Did he?
How hard is it to say, oh, sorry, the cunt sold, mate. Yeah, no, not going to reply to you today. No, I bet you go, fuck yourself. I'm fucking off it, mate.
Oh, would be too.
He is off it.
But anyway, finally got onto a good cunt who's going to sell me a fucking near new fucking refurbished.
Yeah?
But yeah, get out of your shed.
Get out of your shed?
Get out. Get out of your head, into your shit. Go fuck yourselves. Love you, boys.
Go fuck yourselves. Love you too, mate.
Yeah, that was AJ from the T-Bar.
The fucking
oath. Yeah, Marketplace. I mean, I know what he's saying. Like, you want, especially if you see something on Marketplace and you're like, oh, fuck, that looks all right, and you send a message, and then you're just like fucking hung out to dry. Mm. What are you giggling at?
I don't know if it sees Captain fucking Morgan's again. I got the giggles last week, but yep. I actually, when I get bored, I just go to Marketplace and just put, is this available?
Then,
yeah, I don't reply. So I must have a shit rating on the fucking Marketplace thing, but I just go,
oh, do you?
And some of it started out with like fucking stuff that I wanted, like, but it was like, that was 30 minutes ago. And you haven't replied, so you can get fucked. I'm not even replying anymore.
I'm not buying
anymore.
It now.
Yeah. I'm not buying. So I get all these messages, oh, such and such is still waiting for a reply.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I just literally just go on and random shit just go, yeah, fucking, is this still available?
Yep.
And if it says it in the ad, is this still available, will not be answered, I'm fucking straight up, is this available? Like, it's just like a fucking,
yeah.
It's like a fucking red flag.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking
asking for it.
Straight
fuck
away.
Yeah.
Is this available?
Oh.
Do it. It fucking, it does bring you happiness. So, well, obviously, it's brought me happiness because I've got a couple of tears and shit. So, but I do feel you pain, AJ. Like fucking when you want to buy something, I want to buy it now.
Now.
Like fucking right now.
Yeah.
Don't fucking be, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, but I've also, like when I went and brought the fridge last week for the van, Dolores, there was one before it. And then another one come up that was a little bit better.
Yep.
So I just didn't reply to him. Even though I said I was going to pick it up fucking 4:30 at Springwood, I didn't even reply to him and went and brought the other one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I am a cunt on Marketplace. I am that cunt on Marketplace that you are complaining about.
Can you get kicked off Marketplace? Because, you know, Marketplace is off Facebook, isn't it?
I'll tell you what.
Facebook will shut you down.
Give me a couple of weeks. Give me a couple of weeks and I will find out if you can actually be kicked off.
Test it out.
Yeah.
See, that's it, AJ. I'll tell you what, that's a road trip. One weekend.
We're playing pool.
We're coming up and getting into your shed.
Yep. And you know what one of the pool games I want to play?
Kelly's pool?
Well, it's got a little bit of Kelly's in it.
Yep.
But I also want to play Rumba pool.
Rumba?
Have you not played Rumba Pool?
Oh.
It's got a little bit of Kelly's in it.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Rumba in it.
Okay.
Mm.
Maybe not.
Okay. So, you know the Rumbas that clean your house?
Yeah.
So, what you do is you put that thing in the middle of the fucking pool table.
Oh.
You'll pick out your fucking numbers and you bet on it to see.
Oh.
And then it just fucking wanders
so
around the table knocking fucking balls in.
Last ball standing.
Fucking how good. That's going to be a big night.
That's going to
be a drunk night.
All right, AJ, we're going to come up with a couple of cartons of Captain Morgan Long Island Iced Tea.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to drink in your shed.
And we don't even want an invite.
It's going to crash your joint. Even if you're not home. Fucking, we're going.
and your pool table will be clean by the time we're finished.
We know where you live.
Do we?
I think so.
Yeah. Right out. It's Toowoomba. It's not that big.
Oh.
We'll just drive around.
Yeah. Oh, everyone knows everyone. We'll just go to the surveys and go, you know, AJ?
Yeah, champ. Good on you, champ. Thanks right. for that, mate. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Right, next one?
Yep, do it.
Hi, lads. Buddy Natty here with some life advice.
Hey.
Don't kiss your mum on your dad's birthday. And Barney, can you get some milk on your way home? See yous, bye.
See yous, bye.
Yeah, it's 8:30. Oh. We're actually not going to get milk on the way home. And I can 100% guarantee do not kiss your mother on Father's Day or his birthday.
Right, I copy that.
Yeah. Thanks for that life
That's
advice.
That's great advice.
It is.
Absolutely. All right. I think I've got one more. Let me go to my next. See, Braz. Oh, fuck. Which way do I go? That way. Here we go.
Barney, Woody, Tommy Miles here.
Woody.
We've got a bit of a conspiracy theory for you boys.
Have you?
Let me know what you think about it. But I sort of think that chickens have x-ray vision. Sounds a bit dumb, I know.
Yeah.
Every time I walk past the chickens, they go, because! See you, boys.
Yes, I fucking heard that, but I fucking missed it.
Yeah, so.
Because!
I was thinking of the fuck off! Even the chickens tell you to fuck off.
What did he call you, Woody?
Woody.
Woody. What did he call you, Woody?
Well,
for?
The last time he rang in, he called me...
A stiffy Woody.
No, he called me Sloppy Dick.
Well, Sloppy Dick, Woody.
Stiffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking whatever.
It is what it
Tommy.
Is.
Tommy. Anyway, that's Tommy.
Timmy. We'll call him Timmy.
Timmy. Off South Park. Oh, fucking hell. Well, that's great. Oh, you've got to pick a winner.
No, that was actually you.
Oh, fuck.
That was you.
Geez, I like all of them. All right, have I got to pick one?
Yep.
All right. Oh, geez, I like AJ's. I really do. But I think I'm going to go with fucking Tommy.
You going with Tommy?
Yeah, fuck. What Woody. Was it? Big cock.
Timmy.
Big cock.
Timmy.
Timmy.
Right, fucking right, Timmy.
This week's winner. Yep, well done.
Actually, so the stubby cooler, and you can put your input in there too if you want, but yeah, just get back to us. But I reckon... It'll just have a big cock on it.
Have a big
the
cock.
Stubby cooler.
Oh, the stubby cooler.
Yep.
Well, we'll have to get...
It'll be just a big cock.
It'll just be...
Big cock.
Yeah, right. Well, the winner is... This week's winner is going out to...
Tommy.
To Tommy. You got Timmy? Yourself a stubby cooler. So, yep. Tommy then from TC Coolers, when you hear this, we'll make it happen.
Yep.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know how that's going to work. But anyway, make it happen.
He'll be listening.
Will he? Now, I think I've got a bit of motivation just to finish it off as we always do at the end of... Yeah, I think I've got one.
That'd be good because I need it because I've had Wednesday off and I've got fucking Thursday, Friday. I've got to be up at 3:30 in the morning too, by the way.
As in Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
On Friday.
Well, let's do this. Oh, hang on. I've got to fucking... Here we go.
You're tired? Great. Get to work. You're heartbroken? Great. Get to work. Because if you can show up to work every single day despite of what you're going through, you're going to develop an unstoppable version of yourself. So when real hard times come, not just people's opinions, but real hard times, you will not only be ready for it, but you will dominate those hard times. You'll make it look easy. People will look at you and be like, what are you? Who are you? And you're going to respond by saying, I'm just that person that was willing to work a little bit harder than you. You're tired.
Yes. That gets me pumped because it puts me back in the mindset of I know what I want to do with, you know, this podcast and moving forward in life and whatnot. And sometimes I just slip away from doing what I know I should be doing.
Yep.
And it's like that. What's
we all do that.
And what makes you different from everybody else. And I know that what I want to do over the next 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, it just gets me going, fuck righto, tomorrow I am going to wake up and I'm going to make sure, like I got to go to work tomorrow, but I know when I'm at work tomorrow, I'm going to achieve a few more little things for us, for this podcast, and that's going to happen. It's like, fuck, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't listen to that and motivate me more to do it.
I was going to call in sick for tomorrow because I had to start at 3:30, but now I can't.
You're going to work.
Fuck yeah. But no, and that is, it is hard work. Hard work pays off.
Hard work pays off in the
long
run.
Hard work pays off. Like, you can't fucking... Yep. It's just not going to happen if you just float through shit and just go, yeah, fuck, I'll do it
tomorrow. It's showing up every day and making shit
doing
happen.
Doing that little bit extra.
And you might have motivation to do it because, you know, you got to put your kids through school. You got to put food on the table. You got to have a roof over their house, a roof over their heads, and things like that. You just keep showing up and keep doing it because in 10 years, or not even in 10 years' time, you might look back in a week's time and go, fuck yeah, that was worth it. But then you, in the bigger picture, you might walk back in 2 years' time and go, fuck, remember when I just fucking had, like, I didn't want to do it, but I just kept going. And now look at us, and or now look at what you've done. So, lads and lasses.
And it doesn't have to be big things. It can be little things.
Absolutely.
Little things will make you fucking feel better each time you do something. Absolutely. You achieve it, you tick it off.
And I'll tell you what, the way that the life goes and how fast things are moving from weeks to seasons, or days to weeks to seasons to months to years, holy fuck, things move way too quick.
Yep.
Like, it's fucking already nearly, it's middle of August. This is number 80, I think 83, right? We're 83 episodes in.
Yeah.
Did you think that we could get 83 episodes into a podcast? Ever?
I actually did, because it's fucking, this is what we do, is fucking, it's easy. Like, we just turn up and fucking
up,
talk.
But we keep turning up.
Yeah, but it
That's
is.
The
and
thing.
Sometimes, like, fucking coming home from work and that, you go, oh, fuck, I've got to do that. I'd rather just fucking go sit at home. Yep. But you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. But, and as soon as that music comes on, that fucking Snoop Dogg's music.
Yep.
It just fucking lifts you. Like, you'd be fucking down, you'd be fucking dark, you'd be fucking worrying about work tomorrow and shit like
got
that.
Head noise going
it's
on.
It's fucking, as soon as that comes on, the mic's on, the fucking.
Yep.
And.
Yeah. Pumps you up.
Have a beer.
Yeah. Have a
so,
beer.
So, baby steps, keep on doing it, keep on turning up.
Just keep it making. You know, when you said Snoop Dogg, what just remind me of what I heard today? You know, the grand final for like footy this year, you got the NRL, you got the AFL. Mm. Guess what the fucking AFL are doing?
Have they got Snoop?
They're bringing the Snoop Dogg to Australia.
Are they?
They fucking have. Now, I don't watch too much AFL.
It's not going to be the Lions, I think. I think the Lions are starting to fucking fall down the ladder now, so.
Yeah, probably. But I'm going to be watching for fucking Snoop Dogg in the halftime entertainment, because that's going to be a ripper.
He's a fucking dead set legend, isn't he?
Oh, well, that's why he's on our fucking intro.
He is.
Righto, I think it's time, Barney. Thanks for getting into the studio again today, mate. Cheers. Thumbs up, bums up, fucking everything. So anyway, shout out to everyone that's having fucking an awesome time in life. And you know what? If you're not, if you're struggling, reach out to a mate, call a friend.
Yep.
Reach out to anybody. Or fucking reach out to us. If you're listening to this and you're struggling, our social media. Post something on it. Join the lads Facebook group. Send us an email.
Yep.
Talk to their friends. Talk to whatever. Pick yourself up. I would rather see you guys at an event that we might have one day or run into you down the street than never.
Yep.
So, fucking oath. Looking forward to it one day, catching up with all of everyone and everyone that's listening to us.
Yep.
Get
around it. Be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of funny if you're fucking taking the piss out of someone across the road that's not listening. But you can be funny, you can be fucking shit, but be kind to people.
Yeah, and a gratitude moment right now. I'm so grateful for everything that we've got and everyone that's listening to us right now.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that you guys tune into us weekly, because I can see the numbers and I can see it growing. I'm loving it. We've gone another little step in our numbers. So I'm very grateful for each and every one of you, especially you mad dogs. I drop these episodes now at 2 o'clock on a Friday morning. By 6 a.m. on that Friday morning,
you're already listening.
You fucking mad dogs, and you know who you are. There's a bunch of them. Far out. Thank you very much. I'm so grateful for you guys every Friday morning listening to us. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Righto, I'm the Stiff Man. I'm fucking out of here.
Barney, see you, bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next.